And DeRussia Eats is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. Is craft beer over? I don't think it's over. But there is a shift going on out there. As news broke today and yesterday, I think Mark Fry was the first to tell me about this yesterday, that Wild Mind Ales in South Minneapolis is the latest Twin Cities brewery to announce that it was closing. And I asked Mark, who spoke today with the head of the Minnesota Craft Brewers Guild, to join us to talk a little bit about craft beer, because also I know you love visiting craft breweries.
Very much so, yeah.
You're a beer guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think beer people are a dying breed, but we've heard about it in, you know, over the last maybe year and a half as alcohol consumption is declining, whether it's liquor or beer. A lot of people opting for THC, which breweries have adopted. But you're right, Jason. It's just kind of every week we sort of wait for that next domino to fall when it comes to who's going to be closing, it seems like.
And in fairness, some of these, and I mean no disrespect to any of these individual brewers, but like right. You have sort of the stalwarts who have been around since sort of the beginning, the Liftbridges, the Fultons, the Surly, the Summit. Shells, you know, those guys, Fulton, those guys have the lion's share of the market. And I also think like quality, consistent, very high with that group. Then the spirit, then you have sort of that next lower, not necessarily lower, but like one level below, right?
Yeah.
Like who would you put in there? Like maybe Lupulin, maybe Steel Toe.
Yeah, that's a good call. Steel Toe's a good one for sure. It's like they're right sort of on that edge. It's not like, I mean, for me, it's like Surly is the giant, it seems like, of yes. The beer industry. Or like you said as well, Shells is up there.
Shells is a giant. But like yeah. Your Fair State, your
right,
Broken
exactly.
Clock. Some of those guys
Lake
in
Monster,
the yep. Lake Monster. And then you have some others that really, I think, have serviced as community centers.
Yeah. Lynn right. Lake Brewing pops to mind for me.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's a great example. Where it was a hangout. It was, to millennials, it was the equivalent of like what the Gen X coffee shop was. Like you sort
for
of,
sure.
It was
yeah.
that extra yep. place to hang out. So some of these places that closed, though, like Dangerous Man in Minneapolis, Chanhassen Brewing Company, Mankato Brewery, Burning Brothers in St. Paul, Loon's Landing in Savage, and then Finnegan's in Minneapolis closed their separate tap room. You can still drink Finnegan's. They brew it at Fulton. But that's a oh, and Alloy in Coon Rapids just announced 2 weeks ago they were closing.
Yeah, yep. So all of those, and it's I think the thing for Wild Mind Ales in South Minneapolis, and I've seen this on a lot of the comments from last night too, is just the location, A, wasn't good, and B, the parking. I think a lot of what gets people out and about too is parking. But as we were talking about earlier, Jason, there's been a shift in the gathering of people. And as you said, I was talking to Bob Galligan earlier today, and this is one of the things he kind of said that stood out to me in the interview I did with him.
There is a loneliness epidemic out there, and we want to make sure that people are getting out of their house. They are communicating with their neighbor. And at the end of the day, we want to make sure there's a bar stool for everyone, no matter what they consume.
Yeah, I think about that a lot because restaurants are struggling with some of these same issues. I'm sure that coffee shops are struggling with it too. The fact that COVID and the lockdowns, I never would have guessed that you would have this kind of lingering effect. But I think it did teach people that it is an option to not leave your house. It's an option, right?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, you have every service you can think of, a streaming service. You can go to a liquor store, and let's not, you know, beat around the bush. Beer prices at breweries aren't cheap anymore. I mean, it's $8, $9 is pretty average. And then if you go to like a game or something, you're lucky to get under $20 for any type of sort of liquor, beer. So you're just right out the door. It's, you know, looking to spend almost $40 on a timeout.
Have you found yourself sort of, I mean, do you experiment as much as maybe you used to? I remember a time that not that long ago where like I would drive all over the place like, oh, there's this new place that has this great IPA you got to go check out. and I would go check it out, or you would be trying sours or weird, interesting new things. In my old age, I've sort of settled into more of the Utapils style, like
right, yeah.
crisp, clear, ale, lager, beer. You know what I mean? Have you changed at all, or are you still like seeking out the new?
No, I'll seek out new stuff. And it, for me, it's really a lot about who is making the beer. You mentioned Utapils. If they come out with something that's experimental, I know that a lot of thought has gone into that, and like they take a lot of pride in what they push out. So there's a 90% chance that it's going to be really good. Now, there are some breweries who I really trust that have tried things in recent months that weren't very good. But I think one of the things that has plagued a lot of those like lower tier breweries, and not to diminish them by any means, is like they didn't have an identity in terms of a beer that you were like, I need to go back and have that, because it just seemed like it was a rotating menu for a lot of different places. And if you don't have sort of that identity, it hurts you in the long run, because what keeps you coming back?
Yeah, is that was Bob Galligan, is he worried, or what is his sort of assessment of as to where things are?
Because
you still see all this excitement when the state fair releases the beer list.
Yeah.
I mean, lots of people are still drinking craft beer. It's just the question of, like, do we have too many of these? Or just the market is correcting? Or I don't know.
Yeah, so that's one of the things he pointed out. And I don't have the audio with me at the moment. But he said for 10 years or so, like, there was no bigger industry in Minnesota when it came to, like, hospitality than craft beer. And he said they're just kind of at cruise control right now. And when you're used to 10 years of just insane growth, when you don't have that for ever since COVID, essentially, you're going to have to make adjustments and pivot. And unfortunately, like we're seeing, whether it's Wild Mind, they haven't really said why they're closing as of yet. I don't think anyone's really been able to catch that answer as of yet. But I think it's really just a lot of adjustment. And I think they're optimistic, though, moving forward.
Yeah, we knew. I mean, often when you have massive growth, you have either too much growth or the market changes. I mean, no one would have guessed exactly where we're going. The truth, the way I look at it, is you think people only have limited time. And part of the fact that people are working remotely more, or working in a hybrid way, you have fewer happy hours. You have fewer like work, like let's hang out after work. And for a long time, the tap room was the number one spot. Going away parties, birthday parties, I felt like I was always going to a tap room. And today, it doesn't seem to be as much in the cultural moment.
And one of the things he pointed out, too, in our conversation was just about the expansion of craft beer into restaurants. And it was maybe 10 years ago, you wouldn't see craft beer in a restaurant.
Point.
But like now you go to any sort of restaurant in the Twin Cities metro or even outside, you'll see whether it's Fulton or a local brewer, like anything sort of on tap. And I think that's been a huge expansion. I think they're pretty proud of that as well.
That's a really good point. Mark, this was really interesting. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. Mark Fry in the newsroom. You'll hear from him in another 13 minutes or so. More work. Does Mark get now I got to buy him a beer, I think, for doing that. You're not getting any extra money in your paycheck, that's for sure. Drive time coming back in just a minute. That's DeRussia Eats. That's how we did that today. Thanks to the Minnesota Pork Board for their support. Ozzy Osbourne, your reaction to the news that Ozzy Osbourne has died. We'll tell you a way you can really connect with some of the old heavy metal Ozzy Osbourne music in just a minute here on Drive Time.